I am here tonight to humbly ask for your support.
The projected impact of this budget on property taxpayers is 7.36% increase.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode, Massachusetts and Vermont get ready to vote on Super Tuesday. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders is making a big push for votes in the Bay State ahead of the state's primary. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reports.
The Sanders campaign scheduled back-to-back rallies in Springfield Friday night and Boston on Saturday. A music festival and get-out-the-vote effort dubbed Bernie Palooza is taking place this weekend in Worcester. A crowd topping 4,000 turned out for the Friday night rally in the Mass Mutual Center in downtown Springfield.
We're having a lot of fun tonight.
Sanders stressed the importance of the primaries this Tuesday when Massachusetts and 13 other states vote and a third of all the delegates to the Democratic nominating convention are on the line.
So, here we are a few days before the important primary in Massachusetts and Super Tuesday. I am here tonight to humbly ask for your support. I am here to ask you to bring out your friends and your family and your co-workers so that we have the largest voter turnout in the history of the Massachusetts primary.
To make Sanders' self-described working-class grassroots movement succeed, a large, perhaps record-setting turnout will be needed. He made clear at the Friday night rally that his campaign is counting on young voters who, as a group, have a spotty record when it comes to turning out to vote.
So this is, again, not just a campaign, it is a movement. And we need you in that movement. We need you to be reaching out to your friends and get them to rethink their role as citizens in this country. You just can't sit back and watch the TV. You gotta get involved.
During the roughly 45-minute speech, Sanders hit all his familiar issues to often raucous applause from the big crowd. He called for raising the federal minimum wage to $15, making it easier to join labor unions, provide free college tuition and universal preschool, combat climate change, and his signature issue, Medicare for all.
We will end the international disgrace of being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right.
Sanders never mentioned any of his Democratic rivals. He spent a good amount of time during the speech assailing President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a pathological liar. And no matter what your political view may be, you know that we cannot continue having someone whose word means nothing because he lies all the time.
Polls ahead of Tuesday's voting in Massachusetts show Sanders could beat Elizabeth Warren, dealing the state's senior senator an embarrassing setback to her presidential aspirations. Waiting in line to get in to see Sanders Friday night, David Raphael of Conway, Massachusetts, said he's voting for Sanders over Warren because he thinks the Vermont senator is more electable.
Bigger following, more solid message.
Martha Westerdahl of Williamstown said she's voting for Sanders, but concedes it was not an easy choice between him and Warren.
I just think that he is more committed to the positions, and he's been in this, I guess, in the saddle a lot longer.
Also speaking at Friday's rally in Springfield were Democratic State Representatives Paul Mark and Lindsay Sabadosa, who are co-chairs of Sanders' presidential campaign in Massachusetts. Musician Bela Fleck performed before Sanders took the stage. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.
Burlington residents will go to the polls to vote in the presidential primary, but also to cast town meeting day ballots. City officials recently held an informational meeting to review the questions on the city ballot. WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley reports.
In Burlington, councilors in 8 wards, election inspectors, school commissioners, and a ward clerk will be chosen on town meeting day. Voters will also decide the fate of four citywide questions. At a sparsely attended public meeting Wednesday evening, details of each proposal were explained. School Board Director of Finance Nathan Lavery offered a brief review of the proposed 2021 $91.5 million Burlington School District budget.
The projected impact of this budget on property taxpayers is 7.36% increase, and on income payers, the income cap would increase by 3.18%.
School Board Chair Claire Wohl noted that the district auditor gave his annual presentation this month.
The district remains incredibly fiscally strong. We have been on budget over the past several years. We understand the cost implications, some that are beyond our control, like health care, and are hopeful that the taxpayers as well will recognize our fiscal responsibility and due diligence in making what was a difficult year presentable in the best terms possible for this year's budget.
Fire Chief Stephen Locke explained that question two is a proposal to raise the public safety tax by 3 cents, or about 3.5% of the municipal tax rate.
For the primary purposes of staffing a third ambulance for the fire department, there are some other public safety needs that that would cover. The cost of that on the median home value in Burlington is about $69 on your annual tax bill.
Community Economic Development Office Acting Assistant Director Todd Rawlings said the Housing Trust Fund charter change asks residents to increase the property tax by a half cent to 1 cent per $100 of assessed value.
This half penny currently generates about $200,000 a year for Housing Trust Fund activities. The Housing Trust Fund funds the production of new affordable housing in Burlington. It also provides capacity funding for organizations that provide housing services for low-income Burlingtonians. In terms of the impact for the average single-family home assessed at $230,000 in Burlington, if increased, that household would pay $23 per year to the Housing Trust Fund.
The fourth question would change specific local election deadlines. Assistant City Clerk Amy Bovey says it would make early voting ballots available 45 days before a special election. In doing so, it also necessitates deadline changes for candidates and citizens filing new ballot questions.
This will affect special elections only, not our annual March elections. The reason we're seeking this change is to line up those deadlines. By doing so, this will allow the city clerk's office to send ballots in one mailing at the same time rather than in two separate mailings a couple of weeks apart.
Audio is courtesy of the web stream provided by Channel 17, Town Meeting Television. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.
Okay, happy voting. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. We'll have special coverage of Super Tuesday on Tuesday night on WAMC and WAMC.org. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.